Here's a thought I'll title, The One and Only Time. I remember in my earlier years in photography, the assumption was I could always go back. If I found a place that was interesting to photograph, I did so. But I didn't worry too much about whether or not I had done a complete job or tried to capture the essence of the location. A lot of times I thought, well, I'm learning the location. I'll be able to come back and finish a project. But that's not always the case. On this road trip that I'm on, for example, I'm visiting some friends in Bemidji, Minnesota. I'll probably never be back here, not because of the friends, but because it's a long way from anywhere. At least anywhere that I usually am, either in New York or on the West Coast. This is a special opportunity. It's a special trip. I'll probably never be back here. And there's some gorgeous country here. We spent yesterday just in a quick drive through at Itasca State Park. Fantastic. Lots of photographic opportunities. I could spend a week there photographing. I had a few minutes. Now we're on our way up to something called the 40 Loop Trail, which will be a different kind of forest, maybe with some different trees. But again, I'm absolutely certain it will have lots and lots of photographic opportunities, of which I'll be able to photograph a few hours at most. It's my one and only opportunity to be here. As I was thinking about this last night, I thought I've got to have a strategy to maximize the opportunity I have in this very rare and unique day to photograph here in the northern woods of Minnesota. And I decided that I wouldn't drive with them in their car because I wouldn't be able to stop whenever I wanted. I wouldn't be able to stay out as late as I wanted. I wanted the freedom to really explore this area at least as much as can be done in the short amount of time that I have. Prioritizing became the challenge. I want to spend time with my friends. I want to enjoy their company. But I can do so during meals and in the late parts of the evening, which has been very pleasant, very wonderful. Really enjoyed the trip. But from a photographic point of view, sometimes we have to make choices that allow us the opportunity to photograph where we know we'll only have one opportunity to photograph, probably in our entire life. And as I was thinking about this, I realized that's the case with so many places that I photograph. I never know if I'll be back again. And that's one of the reasons to treat each opportunity as unique. To be diligent about avoiding the kinds of distractions that would prevent me from doing the photography that I want to do. It's an interesting balance between, in my case, work obligations. I got up this morning at 5 o'clock to do the Here's a Thought post, and this being Tuesday, a Looking at Images post, did that before breakfast, before the first cup of coffee. Then spent a little time at breakfast with friends, and now we're on our way out to do some sightseeing and hopefully some photography. And during the day, I'll know, during the entire day, that this is my one and only opportunity to photograph here in the North Woods of Minnesota near Bemidji. Once again, I'm reminded that life is precious, opportunities are precious, and as artists, it's part of our challenge to treasure every moment, every opportunity, and do the best work we can with the time we have available that's been maximized by a series of strategic choices. Now, the only remaining question is, will I be able to find anything and do anything that's worth the choices I've made, that makes this a treasured trip, one that I'll remember through my images for the rest of my life?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.